After the departure of Superintendent Michael Inahosa in 2011, DISD hired a search firm. The board said, meet with everyone you can, business leaders, educators, and parents, and develop a profile for what Dallas wants and needs in its next superintendent. Edwin Flores, a board member at the time, says the public consensus was clear.
The overall vision was to have a reform leader, to find somebody who was reforming public schools in a way that nobody else had in the country.
And Flores says the community wanted someone who could hit the ground running.
The profile said, we want change now, immediate. We don't want change 3 years from now.
As the search firm began to recruit candidates, Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings met with U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan.
I asked him for a list of potential candidates that he knew might be good, and I had, I don't know, five or six that I just passed on to the executive search firm. That's all I did.
One of them was Mike Miles, a career military man who had become superintendent in Colorado Springs, a district 1/14th the size of DISD. Miles was initiating changes there, implementing a new evaluation system aimed at weeding out ineffective teachers and paying them based on how well their students performed. Reformers like Edwin Flores liked that profile. Rena Honey, president of Dallas's largest teachers group, says many educators didn't.
Why would he be considered to come to a large urban school district when he doesn't have that kind of experience?
Whether it was the lack of big district experience, Miles' style, or the inevitable pushback that comes with change, controversy has dogged Miles since he came to Dallas in June of last year. It began with his paying top dollar to new administrators, including a communications director hired at $185,000 a year.
How can he come in and pay nine people six-figure salaries, knowing that the educators and the employees in Dallas ISD had had no pay increase in 3 years?
Then Miles began evaluating teachers and principals in Dallas the way he had in Colorado Springs. And when he decided to fire some of them during his first year on the job, Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price and others called for Miles' resignation.
My problem is that this district seems to be in terror. And that is no way to run a district.
Edwin Flores says he knew change wouldn't be easy.
When a reform leader comes in, implements bold changes, well, then you're going to get pushback.
But Rena Honey says the pushback comes from Miles trying to shove change down the throats of educators without giving them the training and time they needed.
People are not afraid of accountability when it's done fairly, when they have been trained on it, not when it's dictated to them and you will do this or you don't need to be here.
So could the report being released be the final straw for Mike Miles? Mayor Rawlings still supports the superintendent. His chief of staff, Paula Blackman, is going to work for Miles. Rawlings seems to think board members should consider something bigger than the report itself.
I hope that they look at that information and decide how we continue to the progress we're making with those facts. If they focus there, I think they'll make the right decision. We have got to figure out how we can continue this reform movement. I mean, that's the most important thing.
The decision on what to do will ultimately rest on the shoulders of the school board, which is divided in supporting the reforms and the superintendent who introduced them. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.